Hello, this is James Corbett of CorbettReport.com coming to you on the 7th day of July 2011 here in Japan. It's the 6th of July 2011 back in Austin, where I'm joined on the line from the InfoWars Command Center by the one, the only, the Alex Jones, the researcher, writer, documentary filmmaker, and radio talk show host behind InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. Alex, I know you're a busy man. Thank you, as always, for taking your time out of your schedule to talk with us.
Oh, it's always great to be here, my friend.
Well, today I wanted to talk about the idea of cloud computing, and as I'm sure you and all of the viewers out there are aware, this is something that's been in the news quite a bit lately, especially now that the technocratic messiah Steve Jobs has come out and said that Apple's getting into the game with the iCloud. And of course, this is the idea of putting all of our personal information on the internet, on internet-based servers hosted by third-party companies, because it's just so much easier than taking care of all of our data for ourselves. So this sounds like a wonderful technological nirvana that we're stepping into, Alex. What could possibly go wrong with an idea like this?
Well, it's like modern form of feudalism or sharecropping, where you basically owe your soul to the company store. And if you go back to 2000, now 11 years ago, they would have the Internet 2 consortium meetings with the top Fortune 100, 50 or so top universities around the world, and the G20 would get together, and they openly said, this is how we're going to control the architecture of the internet, and this is how we're going to centralize it and control it. And cloud computing type systems were described then, though they weren't called cloud computing. But basically, it's changing the architecture of the internet, where once they phased in the cloud computing storage type systems, your devices like your iPhones or your laptop, your computers, they're all getting so small that they aren't even going to have much storage space on them, and they're not going to be able to basically interface with systems that are stored on traditional servers. Basically, what's going to happen is your information will be remotely accessed, your financial data, songs, photographs. It'll all be stored up on the big mega conglomerate cloud systems. You notice in the same month, last month, Microsoft, Google, Apple, and several other big IT giants all announced the move towards the cloud. And then that way they can also create quasi-monopolies over data storage and then artificially increase the cost, because of technology's advances. Memory is getting cheaper and cheaper, but in a lot of their corporate documents that are public, this is really about forcing you, by controlling the architecture, to store your data. And with them, and even the Wall Street Journal and New York Times have written articles about Amazon's cloud. They're really one of the pioneers of this system, is not secure. And in the contract you sign with them, you waive your rights, and they can now use or look at your data and share it in any way they see fit. You know, we wrote a story at PrisonPlanet.com 5 years ago. MySpace is the Trojan horse of internet censorship, and now it's Facebook and other systems, or YouTube, where they become the marketplace, where Google says they want to be the web. You know, Google Android wants to run your house. They want to totally control every facet of your life, and the appliances are being designed to interface with it. So you won't have an Infowars.com or a PrisonPlanet.com or a Corbett Report. I mean, those will be available, but on the old internet, as they force everything over to, quote, Internet 2, and basically start walling off the old internet that is the free open organic internet. So it's a very draconian, centralized system. And to quantify it, sure, you could be on MySpace when it was big, but they could arbitrarily censor you so you couldn't send out bulletins, or so you couldn't get new members. That happened to us. Or YouTube, you can be number one on YouTube, as we are many days, number one total, and they just don't give us the honors. You know, we can show we've had 3 million views, should be on the front page number one, but we aren't. And that's going on today, where we're supposedly, you know, number one in the news and media section. We're not even in the top 100. You can go look at it. We should be number one in the, quote, guru section. Aren't even there. somebody who's, number one place has a fraction of the views we got on one of our channels. So we're getting hundreds of millions of views just on one system. And people say, well, it's private. So why should you be complaining? The point is, they say they're taking over the web. They say they're creating monopolies people can't compete with. They are the marketplace. They are the electronic town square. And they're saying that when you sign on with them, I mean, the future of the web is just these big mega conglomerates who then have their own cyber ecosystems that you agree to enter on their rules. And then with government and cybersecurity, and Russia is moving in the same direction, so is Europe, they're basically agreeing to start censoring and shutting down the open Wild West internet that's been the only thing growing in the global economy in the last 15 years overall. And it's a move to again, start putting up blockades on those cyber roadways and forcing you on to the company store system where they can track, surveil you, where when you sign up to be able to be on it, you waive all of your rights. And so that's what this is all about. And I mean, just instinctively and in a common sense, logical level, why would you want to store your financials somewhere else? Why would you want to store your photos somewhere else and not have the option to store them yourself? Why would you want them to be able to have all your information and say in the agreements that they can do whatever they want? And then there's another big facet to this internet too, that cloud computing, the dark storm clouds are now upon us, not on the horizon. And that's the memory hole. The internet and the printing press, all of these are great technologies, but it's a double-edged sword. It can be used to spew propaganda and disinformation if we don't have access to that 21st century printing press. And they can now alter, they can memory hole, they can falsely claim sites are spam or hacking or hate or gambling sites when they're not. And I've already seen that done to my news websites over the years, put into the spam filters and things. We had YouTube on one of our channels with 120 plus million views a few weeks ago say, we're going to give you a strike. If you challenge it, we may shut your channel down completely. This is a YouTube strike. And we are saying you're racist for saying that Obama is a warmongering criminal. And that has been dubbed to be offensive. And I had to send them some letters and, basically counter back that I was thinking about litigation before they took the strike away. So you can see the model of where they're going and all the statements from Lieberman and from Senator Rockefeller and countless others saying we'd be better off without ever inventing an internet. This was a system that the technocrats thought they would use as a worldwide wiretap to surveil and control us. Now they realize that it's being captured by the alternative media that is fast becoming the only true media and the dominant media. In fact, I saw numbers 2 years ago that alternative internet had already surpassed all mainline news, TV, entertainment, Hollywood, and that was 2 years ago. And so they know that people are becoming aware of this. In fact, if you look at the fact that the Super Bowl on average has 65 million viewers, it's the biggest sporting event or one of the biggest in the world. 65 million viewers watch the Super Bowl, and it makes hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars in a single night, 4 or 5 hours. Now, not just my 8 or so YouTube channels now with over 300 million views, and that's just one area of where we're getting the word out. Number one, we don't take ads because then they can censor you even more if you do that. But I talked to other people that have big YouTube sites. I know some Second Amendment sites where their average video gets 10 million views. In fact, I know one site, it's only been up a year. It's got 150 million views. They put about a video out every week. Average video now, 10 million, growing exponentially. These folks in a month are approaching the Super Bowl. But I talk to these sites with ads, they might for 20 million views get $5,000-$10,000. So see, that's another mass mind control system and fraud is that when you put an ad in, say, the local Austin American Statesman where I live for employees, which I've done, $300-$400 to have a short ad, maybe two or three respondents, total crud. I put an ad in Craigslist which is, for all intents and purposes, free. I know they charge a little now. And I get hundreds and hundreds of responses, a lot of them good. So they, the system kind of built something that's destroying them. They thought it would be their tracking system to predict mass movements, and it has been, but all it's now predicting for them is their sure collapse and demise. And I got news for the social engineers. It's over. You know you can't put the genie back in the bottle. You know you can't even try to ride out this revolution. And so all you can do now is try to shut down the web, and that's not going to work. People are going to find out that you're trying to censor the truth, and they're going to search for it that much harder. Google admittedly changed their algorithm to block content farms. Well, I mean, a lot of our stuff's original, but a lot of it is also alternative media that, that we link to, and the mainstream news that we then post blurbs of, that people then have debates and analyze. And so it's a college of awakening and debate. And the Drudge Report's the same thing. And they've said, we're changing our algorithm to target the Drudge Report, InfoWars, and sites like that. And now they're doing it, and they're lowering our ratings so that even our own stories won't show up. And I'm noticing overall Google doesn't work as well as it used to, just searching for general information, because they're having to start trying to tighten it down. They were very arrogant and thought that, let them have this Rosetta Stone of knowledge. They're too dumbed down to ever use it. But people are learning how to use it. And they're panicking. So they're moving towards the kill switch, and they're launching lots of fake cyber attacks against themselves, false flags as the pretext for it. But people have had a taste of true diversity and are outside the left-right tiny box. And so the days of the elite are numbered.
Well, you're exactly right, I think, in that assessment. It's also been happening to the Corbett Report YouTube channel. We have over 19,000 subscribers right now. It should put us about the 87th most subscribed channel in Japan, but for no apparent reason, they've just taken all the honors off our channel. With the Apple iTunes store, for no apparent reason, changed the URL on the Corbett Report podcast, so it was non-functional, and then they just removed the podcast altogether, and they won't put it back up. So,
over the years, been contacted by companies that will submit and make sure it's all in the right specs, your films, to the iTunes video store, to get the word out. And we noticed 2-3 times they would refuse the Obama deception. And we had an outside company look at it, and they said, you did this exactly right to the exact specs. And they were just lying over and over again and taking our $1,000 filing fee as a sick joke and refusing it and letting our seafood rot on the dock, as a way to inspect it later once it had died, once it had gotten rotten. And you talk about how they're doing that. When I talk about how they knock us out whenever we're number one or even in the top 10, which is every day of all these different areas, I say, well, what do you care about an honor? What do you care about your trophy that you're the winner? The point is, we were always on news and politics and gurus and all these other channels and education areas in the top 3 or 4. And that's where people that go into YouTube off the front page, TV Guide, that's how they channel surf. You go to the front page. And, out of these hundreds of millions, probably billions of videos, and you go in, a lot of people go and say, well, I want to see most viewed news and politics, because it's YouTube. It's people voting by watching for what they think is the most interesting. And in the past, whatever was number one was generally, something that was pretty amazing. Now it's all force-fed Lady Gaga and Obama video announcements, because they'll put an Obama video in news and education that has 1,000 views, and I'll have one that has 1 million in 3 days, and it's just nowhere there. So it's not just that they're taking our honors away. By taking the honors away, we win the soccer game, we win the football game, we win the basketball game, and we're not even in the rankings, so that when people go in there and look, they can't see, oh, look. In 7 or 8 categories, Alex Jones and his one channel is number one. That's what they're doing to try to dampen us. And then people argue, well, you should just leave YouTube, do an alternative. We do put our information other places. I have a subscription site, except to pay for the bandwidth, prisonplanet.tv. I lose. I've had consultants tell me, and I already know this, that I'd have more subscribers than Glenn Beck does, Glenn Beck TV, if I didn't put everything that we put there on YouTube. But I do it because I care about the information. That's my passion at the end of the day. And It's just so frustrating to know in the intellectual marketplace of ideas, we are winning, 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 winning. And then YouTube fraudulently violates their own rules, knocks us out of the rankings, and then pretends that they're not being evil, pretends that they're this open thing called YouTube. And so YouTube is more than half of videos watched worldwide. It's where the people are. You know, they asked Dillinger, why do you rob banks? And he said, it's where the money is. We're there reaching into the matrix, reaching into the Borg corporate structure that built itself off being grassroots, YouTube. And we followed all their rules and they cheat us. This is the big news. Cisco, Microsoft, Google, Yahoo, all these big companies are on record. In fact, it was in the Wall Street Journal today. With Cisco, with 500,000 cameras to spy on the public, they have helped the Chinese build their control grid of censorship, and so now they're just setting that up here. That's what cybersecurity is, with the four branches of the military watching and tracking and controlling everything we're doing. And so I want to challenge everyone: don't just subscribe to our YouTube channel at the Alex Jones channel on YouTube. Take all of our videos. And mirror them on your site. A lot of times we'll even link to somebody else's video that's a copy of ours on InfoWars or Prison Planet to send a lot of people to it, because I don't care. In fact, it's not that I don't care. I want you to take our information and our material. I don't get mad that 15 years ago, no one was talking about eugenics and the global planetary operation. I was reading a lot of their original source documents. That no one was talking about cancer viruses and the vaccines and these things. And the fact that I've popularized reality, the fact that I even have people a decade later, you know, attacking me saying, Alex took my material, and I know full well, you know, I made films over a decade ago pioneering that information, or going like We Are Change does and confronting politicians and going into press conferences. The reason I pioneered so many of these things is I was just looking for a way to reach out to people. I was looking for new ways to warn people, because my heart's been in the right place: human survival, human dignity, building something better. And so people shouldn't territorialize any of this information. This is so horrific what we're facing with these eugenicists and world population reduction, the cancer rates doubling in the last 10 years, the diabetes rates doubling in the last 10 years. None of the egos, none of this matters. We are in a fight for our lives against social Darwinists that are completely cold-blooded. We are in a scientific dictatorship with a breakaway civilization on a power trip playing God. We're in a red level emergency, and it is great news at one level that we're being censored and attacked, and you are as well, because it means you're over the target. When you're over the target, you're going to get the flak when you're dropping those info bombs. And the system wants to make things violent. They want to foment revolution. They want to foment provocateurs. We've got to keep this peaceful as long as we can to try to wake up as many people as we can, so that we can, you know, avert the real calamities that are going to make what's happened so far look tame in comparison. And just the great work you're doing is a boon to all of free humanity, my friend. But ladies and gentlemen, you know, you won't know what you got till it's gone. They are coming in now and beta testing the algorithms, the censorship systems, the dirty tricks to kill and stop viral videos. They are scared that I can sit here with my little digital devil, not digital angel, but my little guardian devil that tracks everything I do, and that I could shoot a video, at midnight if I've got a thought, and that 50,000 people are going to watch it. Or that if we put out a highly produced video, a million are going to watch it. They're scared that I can get up here and read all the mainline studies that autism is being triggered, not just by mercury and the vaccines, but by the antidepressants that are a toxic chemical. They're mad that, you know, major medical journals are coming out and confirming the U.S. has the highest infant mortality rate because of vaccines. Because those big reports come out by good scientists at universities, and it's now ignored by the dinosaur media, but it's not ignored by us. They can't have this one-sided playing field anymore. And 4 or 5 years ago, I knew we were winning. I knew we were absolutely crushing the globalists, but they were so arrogant, they were still, you know, not aware of it. I was always worried that when they figure it out, the inroads we'd made in waking people up and unlocking minds, that they would clamp things down. And now they figured it out and they're starting it. But the clamp down, if we scream bloody murder, is going to be the biggest awakening ever. You know, people think because we're attacked over and over again that, oh my gosh, we attack, you know, them back and then they attack us. That's what a fight's about. It's like tug of war, you know, with two dogs, you know, pulling on a rope. It's who wants it most, who's got the will to stand up against this evil and this corruption. And if people want to know where they're going to get the will to face evil, just commit yourself and decide it's over. You don't care what the outcome is. You're going 110% against these people. And that is the essence of will. And that's what we've got to do. And so other people like yourself, I mean, look what you've been doing the last few years, now reaching millions of people every month in the aggregate with your podcast, your videos. Start more, do more. Start shooting with your phone when you go to work every day. Increase the output. Talk to people at grocery store lines. I know you're doing it, but now I am intensifying everything I'm doing, launching the new TV show in the next few months. We're just because we are alive now. We'll rest forever once we're dead for trillions of years in the grave, but we're alive now, and we cannot let these sicko control freaks dominate us. We cannot let these criminals arrogantly destroy our language, destroy our cultures all over the world, and replace it with their globalist corporate Borg system of death. We must resist. We must wake up and fight back. I appreciate you having me on.
Well, thank you so much for your time, but I just wanted to get to one more point before we go. It raises the question, because they are going to start engineering the technology itself to put us further onto the cloud. They're going to start taking the hard drives off of our slave devices and everything, so that we don't even have the option of storing data locally. What can people do to combat this?
Well, what you're doing right now, first you identify that this architecture, in their own words, has been set up to centralize control, and so they can memory hole information and block people that are resisting tyranny from viral status on the web. They're not concerned about some backwater stuff. They're afraid of the fact that liberty and freedom and the awakening is the hottest thing in the world right now, and it's only getting hotter. It's not a fad. And they admit that. As Hillary said months ago, they're losing the info war. They're panicking. And so you identify that the cloud is bad news, and that they're going to, and that they are now admitting they're forcing the architecture onto it. And you create a constituency of consumers who vote with their purchases to support other systems. I mean, here's an example. Under cybersecurity, if they ever pass it and fully implement it, they're already implementing much of it via fiat through the executive and bureaucracy. But it openly says in the Cybersecurity Act that if you have an IT business that serves more than 100 people, and that would count what I do as an IT business. I have subscribers, you know, to PrisonPlanet.tv, that I'll have to have a federally certified bureaucrat in here, you know, private corporate merc, up to fire my guys if they won't do it, who then certify to keep their license that takeover switches that are in radio and TV stations are in my infrastructure, and that everything is set so the system can spy on what I'm doing, shut it down if they want. So it is a takeover of the entire infrastructure, and it just shows us that, yes, these people are criminal, and they are tyrants, and this is happening. And so, you know, it turns out that we've got CDNs, we've got some cloud-type systems, we've got regular server farms, and even though some cloud systems that we've been using for 4 or 5 years before they were called clouds are good systems for us, it's not that the technology itself is evil, it's how it's being used, that we're going to change our architecture away from the cloud. I think about 30% of what we do is in a cloud type system, so that no money's going to that, because they've seized that technology and are now using it in an evil way. We need to cut blood supply off, just like they'll go in with surgeries and put clamps on vessels going into a tumor. You know, and so that's a personal decision we're making to start exposing the cloud. And as this incremental cancer grows, that's how every globalist operation works. Incremental, they've learned that's very hard to beat. We will continue to build the movement. We'll be laughed at about the cloud being dangerous at first. Then folks will experience it. Then an opposition will mount, as we take control of our governments and other systems, we will then, there'll be rebellions against the cloud. There'll be new devices coming out in markets where you keep your own systems. There'll be disasters with clouds being hacked and the service agreements where they can own your content or manipulate it when you're on their clouds. I mean, this is all admitted from the onset, and it's a desperate gambit that they're engaged in. And it's not going to work if we resist it. Resistance to tyranny is obedience to God. Resistance to tyranny is victory. Resistance and having your head screwed on straight and saying, no, 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 no. If we have the attitude of, oh, we can't beat them, it's too big, that's how we got to this position. I mean, if we couldn't beat them, they wouldn't be engaging in all of this. They're scared to death.
Exactly. I mean, it's not that we can beat them. It's that we are beating them.
Well, absolutely. But we are beating them. But a lot of people don't realize that. You know, the last domino to fall, as I said earlier, is an Austin American Statesman ad, $300, $400 for a short ad for employees, Craigslist, $5 or free, depending on the type. And you get 200, 300 times the response on what's close to free. Well, it's the same thing with everything else they do. Their architecture, the globalists write about this. They talk about the problem would be overproduction. The problem would be technology would empower people so that if they ever made knowledge and being informed and science and exploration cool, that we'd have a new renaissance and then the technocrats wouldn't be in power because they could only rule a dumbed down, distracted, decadent, bread and circus population. So they've cold-bloodedly, think about that, cold-bloodedly. I mean, I'm thrilled at people getting knowledge. I'm thrilled at new knowledge I get. It's fulfilling. And you've got all these poor people who are unfulfilled because they bought into this corporate model that is societal death. And they know that now as things get darker, we're offering real solutions and real alternatives for human liberty and enlightenment and empowerment. And they're scared to death of it. And so they know that their time is short. And the last domino to fall is that we don't realize the success we've had. And I tell this story a lot, and a lot of the poor dumbed down folks on YouTube, I see them commenting going, I've heard him brag about this 20 times. I wish he'd shut up. I want to talk to those folks. This is not about Alex Jones. It's actually creepy to go anywhere in the world and have large portions of people I walk past stop and talk to me. It's creepy to not have anonymity. You don't know what it's like till it's gone, as I said earlier. But it's also empowering to have every color, religion, age come up to say they're awake, to tell me they appreciate. What's creepy about it, too, is that I realize I'm just human, and I've had this huge effect. And here are these great people looking up to me when I'm actually looking up to them. I mean, this is a process, but what I'm saying by I'm not bragging, the reason I talk about that so much is that somebody who doesn't, have a syndicated radio show or who hasn't, had films out for 14 years and who hasn't been all over national TV many, many times or in a few major movies, they feel like they're all alone. They're walking along talking about, thinking about freedom, and they feel like they're by themselves. And so they're scared. And they never really say anything to anybody, or they open up to their family and get slapped down, because studies show even if your family really agrees with you, they'll still disagree because there's some type of weird disrespect going on. And any salesman will tell you door to door, it's easier to sell to complete strangers than it is to your own family. Well, we're selling, hey, think for yourself, reality test, don't believe us, check into what we're saying. There's more going on than what ABC, CBS, NBC, Fox are telling you. And So these individuals out there, they're not public figures, and so they don't realize how popular liberty is. I mean, I could go to England 5 years ago, and every 20 or 30 people I walk by would say, hi, Alex, appreciate what you're doing. Now I can go to England and every third person, or I can go to New York and every third person, to the point of I can't even walk down the street. I can go to Honduras. And little children run out of a thing. Alex Jones, we love you. And I go, how do you watch? They have internet at the church and we love you. Today, and it's up on my YouTube channel, I drove to work, and I was driving by the 360 bridge with a beautiful panoramic vista, and I climbed up 400 feet up the side of the cliff and shot a live video up there talking about society on the edge of a cliff. And I went out on the edge of the cliff and said, the reason you get scared is that it's not really fear. It's instinct. Your brain's saying, whoa, I'm tingling because this could end me. You know, you could take a caveman and put him on the edge of a cliff. They would understand it's dangerous. Well, you need to get that same concern, that same spidey sense about government and corruption and just common sense. But I go up there. I mean, it's the middle of nowhere. You got to climb up pretty far to get there. And there is a guy from Brazil, and he's got a microphone on, a little camera, and he's speaking in Spanish. And he was wearing a slacks and a nice shirt and stuff, a business type attire. And I said, "Hey, how you doing? What are you doing this for? I see you have a microphone." He had a wireless mic into it, and he said, "Well, I am into alternative medicine and things, vitamins and minerals. They're trying to restrict them." And I said, "Oh, wow. I'm aware of that." And he goes, "Yes, I know you are, Alex. I'm a big listener," in his broken English. And he said, "I'm a pastor, but I think one of the biggest forms of enslavement is how they're trying to, pass Codex Alimentarius." And I said, "Well, wow, I'm going to shoot a quick video, then I'm going to talk to you about what you're doing." So not only did I climb up to a hilltop over the Colorado River, and there's only one person up there, the one guy I climb up there and meet is a listener and is there shooting a YouTube video to go out and warn people about GMOs. And he was also, he said he was a marathon runner. He was in really good shape. But the point is, the one person I see on a hilltop is not only a listener, they're taking action. They're communicating. He's been a preacher for years, but now he's branching off and communicating with people. And it's not just that one case. This is happening all the time. It's ridiculous what's happening. I mean, I have police now pull their cars over and shake my hand and go, "We're not all bad. We know what's going on. You're right." Bike cops downtown, stopping. I mean, the point is, it's huge. The system knows this. And if we can show people that we already have the majority, the enlightenment's here, the reawakening's here, and that, I mean, it's like if a tree falls in the forest and nobody hears it, does it make a sound? These trees are falling all the time. The lies are falling. It's just that people need to reach out, talk to others now. And I know there's certain enclaves where nobody's awake. I tend to get those calls. Well, no one's awake here where I'm at. But in other areas, everybody's awake. So there's a battle between good and evil going on right now. It is so historic. And I know I'm ranting here, but I hope you are able to put the whole interview up.
Resistance is victory. We are winning. Alex Jones, thank you for your time today.
Thanks for having me.